Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here. And for those folks that I haven't met, welcome to the program. And our goal is to give you some self-help information, preventative information that you can take charge. And my discussion today centers around respiratory problems, respiratory infections. So let's back up here a few steps. And most of us, I think, have had issues with having a cold or a respiratory problem in the fall or in the winter. And I have done other programs concerning proactive health care. So proactive health care, by definition, by my definition, is changing your lifestyle in order to help your body stay as healthy as you can and not to basically ruin your health. So that being said, our discussion today is about a new study that explores how probiotics could influence U.S. healthcare costs, and particularly in the area of acute respiratory infections. Now, let me make it absolutely clear. We are not treating respiratory infections with nutrition. We are managing nutritional intake to reinforce the immune system so the immune system can do its job. And this particular study was done to evaluate whether probiotics will help in that prevention process or not, how they influence your immune system or whether they don't. But let me give you a couple definitions here. People have heard, and I get a lot of questions because I'm in natural health care. My medical certification and my doctorate is in chiropractic, and I have a secondary in nutrition. So my goal then would be to do everything that I can do to be proactive rather than reactive. Now, let me define that, and maybe that'll help bring us to the same playing field. Proactive means you change your lifestyle to promote a healthier lifestyle. So if that means cutting out cigarettes, cutting out not sleeping, cutting out dangerous use of street drugs as well as recreational drugs, then that's what we're talking about. Exercising, drinking healthy water, eating healthy foods, those are all the proactive activities that I am referring to. And I have done this for 40-some years. And folks, believe me, it makes a difference. But, you know, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to accept me because we live in a world of instant gratification. And I will assure you that instant gratification doesn't happen with a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, if you're not proactive, you let yourself go, you let yourself go, you let yourself go, till you wake up one day and you have this horrible chest infection. Then you go to the doctor, they give you antibiotics or steroids or whatever the doctor feels is appropriate, and then your immune system has a little bit of a boost. And it helps in getting you better or at least getting you over the symptoms. So we're not treating symptoms here. Now, that's the difference between proactive and reactive. Proactive care, we do something before we have symptoms rather than wait until we have symptoms and then we react. So pro-reactive and reactive. So my center of attention for you, because so many of us can get into a bind, we end up with pneumonia or something even worse, and as a result of it, your options are limited. So let's open your mind, let's open the door, and as Judge Judy said, let's put on our thinking caps, and let's absorb some of this information. So that being said, I did a program not too long ago, and you look into Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see it on vitamin D and vitamin D levels in your body. I don't know whether you realize this or not, but your body does make vitamin D. However, in the northern hemispheres, in wintertime, from now until March or April, we have limited exposure to full sunshine. As a result of it, our vitamin D levels will fall. And your body needs vitamin D. And vitamin D participates in thousands of healthy chemical reactions in your body. So another way to have a healthier immune system is to increase your vitamin D. A very simple way to measure it. Have your healthcare provider do a blood test and check your vitamin D3 level. That's the reactive form of vitamin D. If you don't want to be stuck by a needle, then just start taking a good quality vitamin D supplement. Not something you buy on the internet or not something that you buy at a big box store. Something that is certified and is clean. Very, very important. Add that to your repertoire, and you might be absolutely surprised by what you find this year. Your colds might be reduced. If you're prone to having bronchitis and those kinds of things and upper respiratory infections, you may also find that it helps you. So prove it to yourself. You know, as I say, a lot of folks are from Missouri, and they say, well, how can vitamin D prevent a respiratory infection? Try it. You may be absolutely surprised. So the new study that was done was reported in Frontiers in Pharmacology, and Frontiers in Pharmacology is not the Reader's Digest. It is a first-class literature publication. But let me, before we get into the results, let's define prebiotics and probiotics, because I get this question all the time. Prebiotics and probiotics. Prebiotics are the carbohydrates that are in your fruits and vegetables that your body cannot digest. So another way to put it is, to make it easier to understand, is prebiotics are fiber. And what uses the prebiotic, as you know, it's for bulking your stool so it can pass through the digestive system. But probiotics, which are healthy bacteria in your diet, use the prebiotic as fuel. So if you're a person who has been on lots of antibiotics, you may find you have some problems in this area, because the antibiotics do not discriminate between unhealthy bacteria and healthy bacteria. So you may definitely benefit from the use of prebiotics and probiotics. So obviously, if you don't like fruits and vegetables, it's time to start exploring. So probiotics are the healthy bacteria that your digestive system needs to digest your food. Yes, bacteria are responsible for digesting your food when you break it down into the smallest pieces of nutrition. So just to review again, probiotics are healthy bacteria that your body needs. Prebiotics are the carbohydrates in your diet, the fiber in your diet that your body cannot digest. However, it's a bulking agent in your digestive system, and it also feeds your probiotics. So in this particular study that was reported this month, the study was done against acute respiratory tract infections. And they posed a heavy burden. As you are aware, a lot of times you'll hear bronchitis, pneumonia, respiratory infections, those kinds of things. They put a large burden on the U.S. healthcare system. Not only on the healthcare system, but they take a lot out of a family and the individual who has the problem. And I can verify myself. I can tell you, I used to suffer from bronchitis a lot, particularly in September and October. And when I added vitamin D and prebiotics to my diet a long time ago, I haven't had one since. Now, I can't promise you that, but I certainly would like you to call me and say, yes, I did the vitamin D. Yes, I added the probiotics. Yes, I added the prebiotics. And, you know, I sailed through it this winter. I didn't end up in the hospital. I had a mild cold, but it didn't develop into anything. That's what we're talking about. That's the exciting part of nutrition. It's taking the bull by the horns and giving your immune system what it needs to defend you. And let's stop and think about it. We're always going to need meds for those situations that get out of control. But why do they get out of control? If your vitamin D level's too low, if your probiotics have been not maintained well, you've been on steroids or birth control or antibiotics for extended periods of time, those numbers plummet. So that's one of the reasons that you may now have more problems with respiratory infections. Because the paper found, and they estimate that the studies that 19 to 54 million people in the United States could avoid missed days of work as a result. And that's an estimate. Now, that's not a one-to-one count. That's impossible to say that you're going to have, 19 to 54 million days lost because of respiratory infections. But they feel that based upon the studies, and the studies were done where one person was taking probiotics and medications, and the other person was taking no probiotics but medication. And what they found is the fact that the people taking probiotics had less residual and less work days missed as a result of it. So, you know, there's another reason why you may want to consider making a lifestyle change. You know, you don't know what you're missing until you miss it. How many people out there suffer from bronchitis every year? It's devastating. And 19 to 54 million days being lost as a result of respiratory infections, that's a lot of days being lost. And if we could simply make some simple lifestyle changes, you know, if you need sources of probiotics, you need sources of vitamin D, then shoot me a message on Facebook or on Messenger. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. It's so simple to take a couple steps, you know, side steps before winter to be able to avoid or minimize the effects of a respiratory infection. How many children, as soon as they go back into school, start with runny noses and end up with a cough, and you're up all night and are coughing. And how many of you folks give your children vitamin D? How many of you have had your vitamin D levels checked? How many of you add probiotic foods to your diet? Probiotic foods are fermented foods. How many of you have that in diet on a regular basis? And the gal's just reminding me that we have 90 seconds left of our 15-minute discussion. So, you know, study after study after study indicates to us and demonstrates to us through actual studies, double-blind placebo studies, that vitamin D and antioxidants and reducing the sugar in your diet and increasing the water in your diet help to reinforce a healthy immune system. Doesn't it make sense? To me, it makes sense. It's, you know, put your thinking cap on. If something as simple as vitamin D and probiotics can help avoid a dangerous tragedy in your family, you know, you love your family. You want them to be as healthy as possible. Share this information with them. That's why I'm doing this on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook, to help get this information out there. This isn't just my opinion. This is science. Become a proactive person. Start doing what it takes to stay healthy, live longer, live healthy. Promote your youthful years. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. Have an amazing, healthy year.